With a look at Radio On The Go Sports for this Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, here on KLMJ. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting. Basketball from last night, AGWSR girls team weathered the storm and picked up a 39-34 win over BCLUW to begin the season. The Cougars held a 15-9 advantage after the first quarter, but couldn't sustain the momentum in the second quarter. The first points of the second quarter came within just 3 minutes until halftime. They led 25-16 in the break. BCLUW kept within striking distance in the third quarter as the Cougars went on a scoring drought. And they came back, though. They didn't make a three-pointer in the entire game, but the defense held strong to win, again, 39-34. And Trevin Smith had 18 of those points. Josie Cooper, 11. So the two players accounting for 29 of the 39 points. The 1-0 Cougars will be back in action this coming Tuesday at Wapsie Valley. Big matchup in the rankings, anyway. Dyke New Hartford, number one in 2A for basketball. They aced their first test of the season, earning a 72-47 victory over 13th-rated 4A team Decorah. The Wolverines had a 20-18 lead after the tight first quarter, but stretched it out and ended up going on to the big victory. Dyke New Hartford 1-0 in the season. They'll be back in action on Saturday. They took on number 2-3A team Solon. So D&H Wolverines not backing down from anybody. Number 2 Solon, and that'll be played at Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids. Other basketball from last night, West Marshall nips Iowa Falls Alden 49-45. And it was West Fork getting a close one on the road, 50-49. The women of West Fork, who made the state tournament a year ago, and they went 50-49 last night. Some other action, Wartburg basketball defeating Luther 61-58. The Wartburg women win as well over the Norse 71-59. Several local student-athletes have received All-State football recognition from the Iowa Print Sports Writers Association. Jaden Damiano, All-State second team, Class 2A for Iowa Falls Alden, defensive back. And then the Class 1A first team, several Grundy Center players, including quarterback Colin Gordon, running back Justin Canock, Tiernan Vokes, Ryan Kurt Thorne, Trent Kakerice, Brody Zinkula, Tate Javorski, and Zach Edelman. The Class 1A second team All-State football players are South Harden's Sean May and Grundy Center's Ryder Ross from our area. Class A second team All-State from our area, AGWSR's offensive utility player Caden Abbas. And then eight player first team All-State McCade Bloker of Clarksville and Rex Ross of Clarksville on the offensive line there. And then you can view the full honors statewide selections at radioonthego.com. And for Hampton, Dumont, Cal, let's see here. The Class 3A All-District football team has been announced. This is All-District Class 3A for the Bulldogs. Gavin Meter, offensive utility. Tucker Heron on the first team, a wide receiver. First team for Grant Subert, offensive lineman. Brody Walden, defensive utility. Taylor Mailer, a linebacker. And Scott Haar, first team defensive lineman for the Bulldogs All-District this year. Congratulations. And let's take a look at some other things going on. UNI football has wrapped up. Northern Iowa football coach Mark Farley says it was a Week 10 loss at Missouri State that kept the Panthers out of the FCS playoffs. UNI finished the season with a 6-5 record after a 48-27 loss to North Dakota State.
The great thing around here is our enrollment is up. Okay, where I see the light at the end of the tunnel, our enrollment is up. We've got a great fun drive going for the dome. There's a lot here that are here that I can control and manage and work with, okay, to create a great football team.
And Farley talking about the future of the program there. A tough non-conference schedule did not benefit UNI. The Panthers finished tied for third in the Missouri Valley race, but did not get a playoff bid.
And two teams that are in the fourth place are in the playoffs. So you look at that, and then you go back and you try to resolve that. You're the third place team in this league, and the two teams tied for fourth place are in the playoffs. And then you got to figure out why, and then what do we have to do differently, and how do we have to get it done?
This was the second straight season the Panthers have missed out on postseason play. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says it's back to business as the Hawkeye football team readies itself for Friday's game at Nebraska. Ferentz gave the team an extra day to enjoy their win over Illinois. He says the Hawkeyes have no chance without being mentally prepared to play in that game.
That's conference football. As soon as you start thinking you got to figure it out or you're good, at least here, like that doesn't work so well. And there are a couple places maybe in the country where you can get away with that and still turn it on at the end. But boy, if we're in that situation, it's not good. So I think our guys know that.
The play of quarterback Deacon Hill has picked up since the bye week, and Ferentz says experience is a big reason.
And we're not out of the woods yet, certainly, but I can't say enough about his attitude, easy to get down. And, you know, that's a position where everybody notices, everybody's got an opinion, and it wasn't going great. So, you know, he could have gone south on that one, but he stayed positive and kept working. And just nice to see him get rewarded a little bit, kind of like a little bit representative of our whole football team.
Kickoff in Lincoln for the Hawks is at 11 a.m. on Friday. The Belmont Clemmie girls basketball team will look to surpass a 10-13 season a year ago with returning experience and tough defensive execution. The Broncos defense allowed an average of 48 points per game and tracked down 167 steals, 108 blocks as well a year ago. Head coach Derek Varner says taking pride in defense will be a core aspect of the Broncos game plan going forward at BK.
We take a lot of pride in our defense. I mean, I think that's kind of where we're going to be. We're really a good defensive team. We make it tough in our zone defense for teams to score on us and try to beat our zone, especially with that shot clock. You know, that adds a little bit more pressure to the offense. And so when we play a really good tight zone, and we're lengthy. We're real lengthy. We've got some tall girls, long arms that can take up some of that airspace. And we make it really tough for teams to move the ball on our zone and to try to penetrate the zone and get to the rack.
The Broncos return their top scorer, assist, and rebound leader, Addie Lamb, for her junior season after averaging 15 points, 3.6 assists, and 8.7 rebounds per game. They also returned the second leading scorer, Shaylee Aguilera, who averaged 9 points a game and added 41 steals last season. Varner says through offseason work and early practices, his Lady Broncos' improvement has shown through taking better care of the basketball and playing as a more cohesive unit.
And two teams are...
I think we look much more confident than we did last year. I think our girls, they have a better feeling of the game. I think our IQ is going up. We're better decision makers. We're taking better care of the ball. And we just look more cohesive. We're playing together better. So a lot of those things are definite improvements. I mean, you can just tell by watching them in practice and watching them in those scrimmages that they're making some big, drastic improvements compared to a year ago.
And the Broncos will take the court for the Belmont Clemmie season opener coming up Tuesday at Algona Garrigan. College basketball going on today over on 99 The Wave. You can hear morning basketball as the Northern Iowa Panthers take on the North Carolina Tar Heels in the Battle for Atlantis at Paradise Island. 11 a.m. tip-off, 10:30 pregame on 98.9. 99 The Wave, KQCR. And college volleyball, the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship at Springfield, Northern Iowa versus Drake at 4 o'clock. And Iowa State also has a separate match at 6:30 against UCF. That's Radio On The Go Sports. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting.